Hi, I flick it in. It's me, Alan Smith. We publish the today's Press and Journal on Tuesday, February the 20th. So, front page paper today, but we spoke about yesterday, and the front page was says tributes to men killed in horror, three cars smashed. So, shocked colleagues of an Aberdeen energy worker have remembered him as a joy to work with after learning of his death in a crash in Aberdeen Saturday weekend. Asad Sagir moved to the Granite City in 2023 but lost his life in a three-vehicle accident on South Deeside Road on Saturday afternoon. The 32-year-old's employers, Glacier Energy, based at Altons, said they were saddened by the news and sent their condolences to his family and friends. The crash also claimed the life of 23-year-old Cammy Pearson for a bind, whose family yesterday paid tribute to their beloved son in a statement issued through the Bobbies. A fundraiser set up by Mr. Pearson's devastated employers to help support his family with funeral costs last night stood at more than £10,000 after more than 200 folk contributed within a matter of hours, many posting heartfelt tributes to the young man. Kyle Sutherland Ginery said of Mr. Pearson, "Cammy had the kindest of hearts, he was truly one of a kind." Bobbies are continuing to investigate the cause of the accident, which took place in the B977 South Deeside Road at about 3 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. Just a absolute disaster and a tragedy for young lads and their families and pals and nothing, but a lot of the roads up here is no great shakes and South Deeside Road's in them, unfortunately. Now here's a Highland Games trophy returned to its spiritual home after decades. So the mystery of a missing Highland Games trophy linked to a Moray community has been solved after it was found more than 600 miles from its Cabrach home. Last year, Cabrach Highland Games organisers started a nationwide search for the Silver Rose Bowl, once awarded to the area's strongest athlete to be the centrepiece of a newly resurrected Games. The silverware has been described by Royal Scottish Highland Games Association as a key component of Highland Games across the country. Charles Taylor claimed the prize in his first year, lost in 1927, then after a string of consecutive wins, was given it outright. It was traced to Charles' eldest son, Ron, in Coventry in 1984, but since his death, its whereabouts were unknown until now. 40 years on, it turns out the trophy had been sitting proudly in the living room of the last winner's grandson, Adrian, at his Devon home. Surely that wouldn't have been too hard to track down, but anyway. And now he has returned it after seeing the appeal. Adrian said he considered donating it to the Glenfiddich Distillery Museum, but after some research saw the appeal. The 73-year-old said, "I got it from my father in the late 90s when he was in his final years. It's been sitting in the middle of a sideboard in my living room, pride of place. I thought I would love to return it to the original home, and I've kept that promise." Mm-hmm. Jonathan Christie, chief executive for the Cabrach Trust, said, "We are beyond delighted to welcome the Rose Bowl back to its rightful home and are indebted to Adrian for recognising its significance to the Cabrach's rich culture and history." Well, I'll tell you something. If you were the strongest athlete and you come for round about the Cabrach, you were some hardy chiel. I'll tell you, that's odd, I would say. Now, here's a carer struck off for pinching. So, a Northeast care worker has been struck off after stealing more than £2,000 for a vulnerable resident. Rachel McKee used bunk cards belonging to a wifey for required 24-hour care to withdraw the cash between September 15, 21 and February 15, 22. She was convicted at Aberdeen Sheriff Court last September. The court was told she assisted the victim with her bunking as part of her role. Mickey took advantage of this position and used the vulnerable wifey's bunk cards to withdraw a total of £2,300 for herself over 5 months. She was working as a relief worker for Inspire at Holly Bunk in Inverurie at the time. She's now been removed from the Scottish Social Services Council Register. The body said her actions were extremely dishonest, put it mildly, and an abuse of trust. They said her misconduct was fundamentally incompatible with her role and that there is a high risk of her repeating it. The report states a social services worker should be truthful, honest and trustworthy. You've been convicted of pinching bank cards for a vulnerable service user and using those to steal £2,300 for the wifey's bank account. So, Somebody for Inspire says, where charity has robust financial procedures in place to protect individuals following a thorough internal investigation and subsequent Bobby's investigation, as if he was dismissed for employment. Inspire has also repaid in full the money that was pinched for the individual and offered continued support during this time. Well, that's nice and bad now, but crikey, in Inverurie now, well, if that's where I end up in my, you know, all years, or maybe not too far away, you know, she wouldn't have muckle luck trying to pinch money for me, but a shame for that old creator now having to going through all that, and she maybe didn't even care if it was going on, but it's a good job I was folk investigating and funding out us. That's a good thing about it, I would say. Now here's a big change up in Alton's. This is a demolition of Shell HQ to begin as bosses vow positive vision for site. So Shell will begin tearing down its historic Aberdeen Heat quarters within days, but bosses have pledged to make a positive impact with the land left ahead. The energy giant completed a move into the city centre last year and revealed a £10 million plan to demolish the island gas landmark at Alton's. Work to flatten it will get underway next week. However, Shell higher-ups promised that the demolition is just the first phase of ambitious plans to put the land to good use. They are now locked in talks with Council, Scottish Enterprise and Energy Transition Zone, and how the site could benefit Aberdeen. Generations of workers have passed through the building since it opened in 1973. Senior Vice President of the firm's Upstream Infrastructure Division, Simon Roddy, reflected on starting with Shell at the site in 1993. He hinted that the spot could once again play a pivotal role in the energy industry. He said, we have a vision to create a positive impact for the Tullis site. Removal of the existing office footprint is critical for this vision. Shell highlighted how it has already worked with the Energy Transition Zone on an Energy Transition Skills Hub at its campus nearby in Altons, which is hoped to open this summer. Following a row over demolition being harmful to the environment, the experts stress they have innovative ways to reduce the amount of material sent to landfill. So, well, there'll be some amount of debris for that, because it's a massive, massive site. You know, I've never been in a boot, I've just driven past it, obviously, but a humongous place, so hopefully they have some good ideas up their sleeves, and you know, they're off a clever lads at Shell. They certainly can how to make a pound or two, so I'm sure they'll have something very clever, as I say, to deal with the ground. Here's hoping, anyway. Now, this is quite a drastic story, but it's about the Cyrenians, and it says poverty is now a tale of two cities. So, entering the Cyrenians Aberdeen base, Donna Hutchison says to forget the cliches about homelessness. The volunteer explains that there can be many reasons for folk to seek a new roof over their heads. The definition extends far beyond the unfortunate folk we see sleeping rough in the city centre. The figures in the Granite City are rising as more and more folk seek help for the first time in their lives. Charity leaders say there's a tale of two cities at play, with the extreme gap between wealth and poverty growing wider. Councillors are visiting just weeks ahead of a budget decision that could have an impact on the charity. Cyrenians volunteers are making it clear they need every penny they can get. Aberdeen City Council is struggling to cope with rising homelessness, and the issue is hitting the local authorities' already strained finances. A recent report warns significant levels of temporary accommodation are needed to ensure those in need of a roof over their heads can get it. The issue is getting worse, and it is deemed an emerging cost pressure. The report also said the need for temporary housing has considerably increased over the last year. The Cyrenians' latest annual report revealed a substantial rise in the number of folk finding themselves homeless. In January 23, there had been a 22% increase in families forced into temporary housing for the previous year. Home for many in the city was no longer a place of sanctuary and security, but a source of anxiety, worry and uncertainty. For Aberdeen Cyrenians, somebody is homeless if they didn't have access to stable, secure, safe and functional housing. This can include those who sofa surf, have no legal right to live in a property, or if somebody is faced with an unsafe environment. Folk can become homeless after losing their jobs through violence or dealing with mental health struggles, substance abuse or the breakdown of a relationship. Again, presentations at schools, Cyrenian staff ask pupils fit to think is the most common reason. Donna Hutchison, head of corporate and business services, said that she always gets a mix of answers. But youngsters are surprised to find out the main cause is due to family breakdowns, something that is an issue in the local LGBTIQA plus community. Apologies if I missed a letter out there now. The council has a rapid rehousing programme to ensure anybody seeking help can have access to accommodation as soon as possible, with more than 350 flats kept aside for the homeless. So, well, I mean, it gings on a good bit more, but, you know, absolutely tragic that it's Aberdeen's in this state. You know, hats off to the volunteers and Serenians and other groups that they try to help folk out, but very, very sad indeed that, you know, a place like Aberdeen, as I say, is this humongous gap, and it's looking like it's only getting worse year on year, I'm afraid. Now, just finish up with sport as normal, and the back page of the paper today is a Guy loan deal in bid for action. So this is a Aberdeen flop puppy, Habib Guy, has been sent on loan to Norwegian Eliteserien side Kristiansund BK until July. Mighty. Need big massive jerseys to have that name on him. Well, anyway, the 24-year-old attacker joined the Dons in the summer for a significant six-figure fee, thought to be £500,000, but has, save for a few cameo appearances, failed to make any impact. Speaking to Aberdeen's website, interim Reeds boss Neil Warnock, for added English Premier League and Championship veteran wideman Junior Hoylett to his ranks in a short-term deal at the end of last week, said Pape needs to get out and play some regular football. He's been well enough in training since I've been here, but he needs to regain a bit of confidence and match sharpness, which will hopefully come by playing in a league for his experience and for a manager that can his capabilities. So, well, certainly haven't seen much of the lad, but, you know, it sounds like a good plan to get him back and playing a bit of mare and get his confidence up, and hopefully he can come back to Dons and show us for his are boot. But wise move maybe by Warnock, let's hope so. And, you know, we need all the good players we can get just now. So, come on, everybody. And that's me done for the day now. So we publish stories of today's Press and Journal on Tuesday, February 20th, 2024. So another topper of a day, very mild this morning, just absolutely tipped up. It was a couple of showers of rain later in the afternoon, but it hasn't come to anything. Although, according to the weather wifey's, the lovely Judith says there's going to be a great hillock of rain coming. Well, it's just over the whole country. It's the, you kind of see UK for just covered in blue. So look out for that, look out your Wellingtons and your sou'westers, I think. It, you know, certainly the day has been a topper of a day, so we'll see if it happens near the end of the week. But anyway, thanks very much for listening to this podcast new. If you liked it, tell a puckle folk about it, and tell them to follow us on Spotify. Spotify is the place you'll find this, and you'll never miss an episode, and then you'll can listen to other Arlene's and all, which will, you know, If you're in your 50s, it would take you near up to retirement age if you listen to Ma. But if you can do that, it would just be dandy. In the meantime, thanks very much. Cheers now. Toodaloo.